This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm really excited to spend a little bit of time with you. Today, I'm going to be sharing what I spend a lot of my time doing, and that is responding to things that hold us back. I truly spend a couple of hours every day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, responding to emails and messages about what is holding people back. People tell me this is where I'm stuck, this is what's holding me back, and it's my job to help people through that. And whether it is something that is currently holding you back from taking action or from taking consistent action towards your goals, or you just find yourself feeling stuck every now and again, I really think that today will provide helpful strategies and mindsets or paradigms to help you help yourself. Because if we can identify what is holding us back and then take determined action, there's nothing we can't do, right? The challenge comes when we either can't identify what is holding us back or we allow that thing to have more power over us than we have over us, right? Where we transfer our power to this obstacle instead of to our own ability to take action. So that's what we're going to be tackling today. And I'll tell you why this came up for me. I sent out an email the other day to everybody who is on the wait list for the Spring Fat Loss Fast Track to let them know that I'm opening up registration this week for the wait list first. And one email came back and a woman said, I can't wait to get started with the Fast Track. I'm really struggling with emotional eating. The good part is I know that I'm doing it. The bad part is I keep doing it. And my response to her was this. The fat loss fast track isn't going to change you. You are the only one that can or will change you. And you have the same amount of power to make that change now as you will in 3 weeks. If you're aware of what you're doing, but you're choosing not to change, there's nothing magical about the fat loss fast track that's going to do that for you. You have to capitalize on those moments now instead of just letting them float away and going, oh yeah, I see what I'm doing. It's not what I want, but I'm doing it anyway. You have to capitalize on that power now. And that's such a common thing that holds people back, this idea that we are waiting for something, whether it's waiting for the fat loss fast track to begin, waiting for any point in the future, instead of taking advantage of the opportunity that exists before you right now. I say all the time, and I think people just hear the cute, like, sing-songiness of it and don't really grasp what it means and how they can leverage it. And I say every choice is a chance. Every choice is a chance to advance. You don't have to wait for a new day, a new program, a new circumstance in your life. Every single choice you make is a chance. It is an opportunity to advance, to move forward, to move in the direction of your goals. And yet, most people find themselves waiting. That is what holds us back. Delay, choosing to wait, waiting until work stress slows down or until this emotional stressor passes. If you're waiting, there will always be a reason to wait. This one might change, this one might pass, but there will always be another one. So if you are in the pattern of waiting, you'll always find a reason to justify continuing to wait. Realistically, guys, there's never a reason to wait. You don't have to do everything now. And chances are you can't do everything now. It's not required also, but you can do something now, right? You're either in a pattern of coming up with a reason not to do the work, or you're in a pattern of coming up with a reason to do the work, to take a step forward. Every choice is a chance to advance. We don't need to wait. Just because we can't do everything right now doesn't mean we can't do something. And it's that something that we have to be looking for and choosing to act on. A lot of people feel like they're held back or actively holding themselves back because they feel overwhelmed. right? They don't know where to start, or they're waiting for answers. They're waiting for certainty, for complete understanding. And one of the daily motivations that I just put together for that podcast, the Daily Motivations podcast, was that confusion precedes clarity. Confusion precedes clarity. If we feel confused, that is a good sign that we are looking for something more. But we can't just wait in that. We can't just hope that the confusion kind of clears itself up. We find answers in action. Another one of the daily motivation messages that I did recently just popped into my mind, and it says that questions become answers when thoughts become actions. So if you feel like you are confused or overwhelmed, the way to get through that, the way to get unstuck there, to not allow that to hold you back, is find answers through action. Our best answers come from our action, our choices. Instead of thinking about or focusing on how confused you are, just take decisive action. Do something. Live through the question instead of waiting in the question. Live out potential answers to find what is real for you and true for you. It's okay not to have an answer, but that doesn't mean you don't have any answers, right? So when you feel confused, it's all right to say, I don't know the answer to this one, but what I do know that I can do is XYZ. What I do know that would move me forward today is this. You don't have to see every piece of the puzzle. You don't have to understand how the story ends. You don't have to know all the nuts and bolts and facts. But if you can ask the question, what is one thing I can do today to move me in the direction of my goals? We all have that answer. So do that thing. We have a tendency to hold ourselves back by overcomplicating things and trying to do too much. And then we become overwhelmed because our plan is extensive and it involves a bunch of changes. And, you know, we have to do this and this, and it requires these things to be done in advance. And it requires that we have this much time or this much energy. That is something that holds a ton of people back. And it's funny, last night, well, as of the day I was recording this, the night before, so let's see, I'm recording this on Friday. So on Thursday night, I was watching the announcement of the CrossFit Open Workout 17.3. Don't worry, you don't need to know what that is. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, that's okay. The guy who won the workout is the winner of the 2016 CrossFit Games. And after he won the workout, he destroyed it. He crushed it. It was amazing. After he finished, he was being interviewed and they were asking about his strategy. Now, guys, this is one of the fittest people in the world. And he said, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. So he didn't say, oh, I went out there to just crush it and I wanted to do this and this and this and this and this. He said his strategy was slow is smooth and smooth is fast. What does this mean? Well, when we try to do too much, like we set out to eat less and eat better and move more and sleep more and drink more water and drink less soda and eat more sugar, the more complicated our approach is, the more we try to take on at once, the faster we try to go, the more stops and starts there are, the more ups and downs there are, the more wins and losses there are. And one of the main reasons that within the Fat Loss Fast Track, I focus on one challenge at a time is exactly what Matt said. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. It's kind of like if you go out in the car and you think, I don't have time to get directions. I don't have time to go this way. I think I know where it is. And as long as I go fast, but in going fast and not being really disciplined and measured about what you're doing, you take a bunch of wrong turns, you're moving faster, but you're not progressing as quickly as you would if you were actually going slower. That's what this means. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Go slow. When you go slow, when you take this strategy of focusing on one change at a time, the path is smoother. There are fewer fits and starts. There are fewer periods of really high motivation and really, really low motivation. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. When you go slow, the path is smoother. It's more regularly forward. It's not forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. Inconsistency often comes from trying to do too much and then not doing much at all. That's what this means. What can you do to go slower to be smoother, because smoother is faster, one thing at a time. Let go of your complicated plan. Let go of your complexity. That is often what is holding people back. Pick one thing to practice each day. Slow is smooth and smooth is fast. Maybe that's journaling, right? Maybe that's your one thing. Maybe it's fat loss breakfast. Maybe it's the golden rules of carbs and fat loss that I talk about in 195. Maybe it's less TV or more sleep, but pick one thing and practice it, because slow is smooth and smooth is fast. We get so far out ahead of ourselves. And you know, when we feel overwhelmed or we feel anxious or we feel confused, I tell my clients that is a case of too much future and not enough present. One of my clients said that they've gotten behind in the fat loss fast track and they're worried that they're not going to catch up before it ends. Too much future, not enough present. Instead of wondering and worrying about where you're going to be in a few weeks, that is energy that you could be spending on taking advantage of right now, on making the best choices you can right now, right? We get into this rhythm of too much what next and not enough what now. Don't worry about what comes next. Worry about what comes now. Remember that every choice is a chance to advance. So what opportunities exist in front of you right now to move in the direction of what you want? Another thing that holds people back is obstacles outside of themselves. Lack of support from family, lack of time, lack of money, being in an emotionally volatile space with stress or emotion or hardship. Guys, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. And what I mean by that is, don't let what you can't do talk you out of taking advantage of what you can do. Don't let what is not in your favor blind you from seeing what is in your favor. There will always be things that aren't ideal, whether it's your time or your stress level or lack of support. But at the end of the day, as many things as there are that you can't do or that you can't control, there are just as many, if not more, that you can do that you can control. And we all have to take full responsibility for our choices. Whatever anybody else around us is eating or not eating has no influence over what we put in our mouth. And even when we don't control what food is around us, like, oh, I live in a house where there's all this junk, that doesn't take away from your control over what you put in your mouth and when and how much. So there's always so much that is in your control that you can do. And when we make excuses, we send ourselves the message that we're powerless, that we don't have the ability to change, that our circumstances have more control over our choices than we do. And it's just not true. We are so much more powerful than we tend to think we are. And no matter what is going on around us, we do have the ability to make improvements. You know, one of my clients is making some really big, huge changes all at the same time. And she's been building this foundation for a long time. She's very ready for the stuff she's taking on. But while she continues these major changes to the way she eats, she's also quitting smoking, right? And she's found that in order to be successful with these food choices that she's making, she finds it helpful to watch less TV, because a lot of the mindless eating and eating when she's not hungry happens in front of the TV. So we share a journal, right? She journals every day and I'm in there every day. And one of the things she was kind of writing about recently, she was looking at the changes to eating better. She was looking at the dropping the cigarettes and watching less television. And she said, well, what am I going to do, right? If I'm not eating junk when I'm not hungry, if I'm not going outside to have a cigarette, if I'm not watching reruns of whatever TV show I've already seen before, what am I going to do? And she answered her own question. She said, I'm going to live my life. I'm going to create a life I want instead of living a life I don't want. Instead of watching other people's lives on TV and hating my own, I'm not going to wonder, oh, geez, what will I do if I can't do the things that make me miserable? How about I do the things that make me feel amazing? It's all in your perspective. It's all in what you choose to see. And one of the things that holds a lot of people back is their very own attitude and perspective. You know, my client could say, like, I'm going to be so bored. Okay, if you choose to be bored, you'll be bored. But if you also choose, you know what, I wasn't really living when I was doing all of these things and filling up my time with overeating and overindulging and smoking and watching TV. I was wishing my life away and hating every second of it, and I wasn't happy. So what are some things I can do to experience life maybe for the first time? Attitude is everything. People will say, oh, these changes are so hard and I don't want to miss out. Well, how easy is the way you're living now? Is that what you want to continue? Right? When you think about, oh, I don't want to miss out when all my friends are indulging. Well, aren't you missing out on confidence and joy and happiness and the life you really want for yourself now? It's all about perspective. Focus on the reasons you do want to change, not the reasons you don't want to change. Focus on what you stand to gain when you do the work, not on what you stand to gain if you don't do the work. Perspective and attitude are everything. 99% of our problems are things we've created with our thoughts, with our attitudes and our perspectives. And so 99% of our ability to change is based on what we think about, what we focus on, how we choose to see things, the perspective we create, we adopt. When you change your mind, when you adjust your perspective, when you improve your attitude, you will change your life. One of my mantras for myself is positive vibes only. Because if I choose to focus on the negative, that's what I'll see. That's what I'll create. That's what I'll feel. And there are definitely things that go wrong, but I'm also very capable and very fortunate. And if I don't like something, I have the ability to make changes. If you think about what every choice is a chance means, it means that you don't have to worry about this big extensive plan or strategy or next big kickoff. It means your very next choice is a chance to advance. You are not stuck. You might be choosing to stay in your head instead of taking action, but you can change that now. And I completely understand that some people do better with structure and accountability. That's the way they're wired. That's their preference. And if you feel like lack of structure or accountability is one of the things that is holding you back, right? You might be aware of all of these strategies for change, but you're struggling to implement them in a systematic way. Like, I don't know what thing to pick. Then give some serious thought to the Fat Loss Fast Track. It starts on April 2nd. I'm opening up registration to the waitlist first, so get on the waitlist. That link will be over in the show notes for this episode, or you can go to the shop tab on primalpotential.com. At least learn more about it. If it's not for you, I don't want you in there any more than you want to be in there. But if you feel like that structure, that accountability, that coaching, that framework would be valuable, don't wait. Don't wait, because when you wait, there's, you know, I talked about this a couple of episodes ago, but change is a bargain today compared to what it will be in a month. Because another month or another 6 months or another year of reinforcing the habits you have now that you don't want, that just means that they'll be all that much stronger then. So they are the least strong they'll be now, right? Change is a bargain today compared to what it will cost you later in time and energy. I was having a conversation on the phone with one of my clients the other day, and I said, you know, she spent years making choices that she didn't feel good about, that weren't aligned with her goals. And I said, you kind of dug yourself a hole, right? You dug yourself a hole and you created a world of darkness that you didn't feel good about, that you were trying to escape from. And so now every good choice you make, it's like you're filling in that hole. And as you fill in that hole, you get closer and closer and closer to the surface and the light. But when you make these choices that aren't aligned with your goals, you're digging that hole deeper and you're getting further into the darkness and further from the light. And so there's never going to be a better time, an easier time to make those changes. So if you think like, you know, maybe that's what I need, maybe that structure, that accountability, that coaching, that framework, at least get more information on it, which you can get when you get on the waitlist. The page that the waitlist lives on has lots of information about how it works and when it starts and what's included. And it also includes some testimonials from clients I've worked with in the past. So if that is something that is holding you up, don't let it. Just take action, right? There's always something you can do today. And that's what I want you to focus on. What can you do today to move in the direction of your goals? You can continue to focus on what is in your way, or you can change your focus to, all right, so things are imperfect, but there is something I can do today. I'm going to identify it, and then I'm going to make it happen. I love you guys. I hope you have a really great day, and I'll chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.